We are now joined by our first coach in our teleconference, Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 1-0 overall and host Notre Dame on Saturday, an 8 p.m. game to be televised by ESPN. And in conference news, linebacker Brandon Heron was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Week. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks. I think we're all glad to get the season started. We were fortunate enough to play well enough after the first quarter to win the football game. We would all like to play the complete game, I think, find out a little more about your team. But, that one's over with, and we move forward, and we've got a huge test coming to town this weekend.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you have a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, I know it wasn't even quite a whole game, but this was not the same physical Big House as it was in your first stint at Michigan. Knowing it was just part of a game, did you notice, does the new Big House play any different, be it by wind or by sound?
I think I was so involved in what was going on in the field that I think, like most games, Jonathan, you just kind of you're coaching, you're communicating with your players and your coaches, and trying to help your team win and help your guys. So, obviously it's a different configuration with the renovations and things. So I don't know if I can answer that question yet.
Okay, and how did that go about as far as the decision to call the game? Were you involved in it or asked about it, or how did you find out that this, in fact, was going to be called? Or
well, Bill Cubitt and I had spoke a couple different times during the different delays, and we both knew before the game that there was going to be some weather possibilities coming in, and then I know the two athletic directors got together, and the four of us kind of just discussed it, and decided that for the safety of the kids and with what was coming behind as far as weather-wise, this was the best way to go about it.
Your next question comes from the line of Jeff Arnold with CBSSports.com.
Hi, Brady. How are you?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
Good. You know, you always talk about finishing games. How much of an emphasis going into Notre Dame will you put on starting a game?
You always want to start well. I mean, I think that's part of it, but it's like a lot of things in life, it doesn't really matter where you start, it's how you finish, and that's a big part when we talk about finishing every play, and we didn't do that as consistently as we need to last week, and we've got to make that improvement today in how we, finish everything we do in practice. But, there's always, you like to start well, and you want to finish well.
How much do you attribute to nerves, or do you think it was just a little bit to just kind of get rolling with what you're trying to do with the new schemes?
I don't know if there's nerves involved or not. Obviously everybody's anxious to go out and play and start the year and get that first game under your belt and kind of evaluate where you're at as a football team. So, I can't say it was that. I've got to give Western Michigan and Bill and his coaches a lot of credit, and those kids. I mean, they came in here and had a great plan, and they were executing.
All right. Thanks, Brady.
Your next question comes from the line of Sam McEwen with Omaha World Herald.
Brady, in your experience, do teams really get better from game one to game two? And if so, what's the difference between teams that actually get better and the ones that don't really?
Well, we talk about that a lot in coaching. And, throughout my career, that's always been an emphasis. And I think when you look at it, it does happen depending on, to what degree. I think it varies, but you've got some maybe young kids that haven't played much football for you, so they're getting their first chance out there and the environment and everything that goes along with it. So that could be part of it. I think, you know, you've been practicing against yourself so much. There's a familiarity with the looks. There's a familiarity with, you know, the guys you've been going against. So I think it's always, you know, when you get out there that first time and line up against somebody different, I think you learn a lot.
Your next question comes from the line of Larry Leitch with Associated Press.
Hi, Brady. How are you?
Good, Larry.
Has anybody come out of the woodwork looking for tickets for this game? It seems like it's like one of the hottest all-time tickets, but I'm curious if any of those extra requests get to the head coach.
Well, you always have people, you know, from high school to college and all that, and that's fun, you know. And if we can accommodate, we try and accommodate.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Lionel Lee Buffnett with Omaha World Herald.
Brady, is this particular team ready for a big national spotlight game like this?
Well, you know, I hope we are, but we're going to find out. You know, this is a great rivalry, a national spotlight, a national rivalry game. And, you know, it's one that you get excited about because of the tradition of the two programs. I think since 78, I think we're 13-13-1, so it's been a pretty even series when you look at it that way. So it's exciting, and you know, you hope guys play with great poise and great composure, and they understand doing their job and they don't get distracted.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Brady, it looks like Notre Dame's going to go with Tommy Rees at quarterback. Have you looked at him on tape, and anything stand out to you about him?
Well, I think both those young men are tremendous football players. I think, you know, they both moved the offense. You know, they took the first drive down and, you know, had a turnover, which we all kick ourselves in the rear end for when that happens. But I think, you know, he showed a lot of poise, a lot of composure. And but I would say Dane is the same way. I mean, he's got experience, and when you have quarterbacks that have some experience like that, usually they're going to perform well.
And Brady, I know there's so much talk about the defensive line in the offseason. I just haven't had a chance to review tape. How did those guys look to you in the first game?
Well, not good enough. I mean, we've got much higher expectation how we want to play up front. And I thought, you know, we didn't stop the run very well. We didn't get off blocks like we'd like to. So we got to do a better job of coaching and get back down to it.
Thanks, Brady.
Your next question comes from the line of Jim Polson with Wisconsin State Journal.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, you've coached a lot of games at Michigan Stadium as an assistant and now one as a head coach. Have you thought about what it's going to be like Saturday night under the lights?
You know, not really. Jim, this is all about those 115 kids that we have on our team. And remembering it's about them and keeping it in perspective and, you know, the excitement and all those things that they have a great experience in a, you know, great rivalry game and also the first night game in Michigan Stadium. So I think when you keep it in perspective of what it is, it's going to be a lot of fun, obviously. But at the same time, you know, you have to stay focused on the job at hand.
Thanks, Brady.
Your next question comes from the line of Stu Durando with St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. With all this renewed talk now about potential expansion / realignment, I was just wondering, can you envision playing in a 14, 16-team conference anytime in the not-too-distant future?
Well, you know, that's a great question, and one that really, because of, like you said, the renewed talk and all that, you know, haven't really thought much about it. It wouldn't surprise me that could happen or that we would stay the same. I think, you know, those decisions obviously are made at a higher level, and I respect that, and I'm sure that the integrity of the Big Ten is, and the integrity of what we do for these kids, you know, because that's what it comes down to, is making good decisions that are going to help these kids, the student athletes. So I'm sure that when whatever decisions, whenever they're made, will be made with that in mind.
And if you'd like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Eric Olson with Associated Press.
Yeah, Brady, and I know this is your first year in the league, but having been around and looked at some of these backup quarterbacks did in the first week, you know, for instance, you know, at Northwestern,
right,
Purdue, and so forth. I guess, could you assess just kind of what the quarterback depth is like in the Big Ten? Is it maybe greater than it has been?
Yeah, I'd like to give you a real honest answer, but I really don't know. I mean, I can't, you know, give a good answer on you know, everyone else's you know, quarterback situation, not really known as well, and then being in right in the middle of what we're trying to do with the season. But, you know, I know there's plenty of good coaches in this league and plenty of guys who know talent and plenty of guys who have guys who can step in and live up to the expectation of the position.
Do you think that the gap maybe between the one and two a lot of times now may be less than what it used to be years ago?
Oh, geez. I couldn't answer that, honestly. I don't know. I think at times, you know, I think we've all been in situations where our one quarterback's been pretty daggone good and the other one maybe a notch below, or you get into a situation where you've got great competition that continues all year.
Your next question is a follow-up from the line of Sam McEwen with Omaha World Herald.
I'll make this quick. You know, you had just said a couple minutes ago that, you know, decisions about conference realignment are made at a higher level than maybe you are. And I'm just curious, when do you think that changed? Because 25, 30 years ago, I would imagine the first person that a lot of people would have asked about a question like that was Bo Schembechler.
Yeah, well, they may have. You might be right, Sam, but I just think, you know, there's so much more involved, you know, TV and everything like that, and technology today and everything else that goes along with it. I mean, I think those are more maybe thought-out decisions that go into it.
Thank you.
Your next question is a follow-up from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
So it's understanding that those decisions are made at a different level. If the conference were to expand, do you think coaches should be involved in decisions like setting up in divisions or the amount of games you play in a division? Is that where coaches' input should be involved in what a conference does?
I would think that would be part of it, Jonathan, that would happen. I know here in Michigan, you know, we've got a tremendous athletic director who him and I, you know, we have a lot of conversation about different things, and that would be one I would think that we would have a conversation about.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
And again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.